Around 50 million Americans have allergies to pollen, drugs, food. Yet despite that number, there have been very few advances in allergy treatments. Well, now scientists are getting closer to understanding the root causes of allergies, and they're working on treatments more customized to each sufferer and treatments that can stop allergies rather than just treat symptoms. Megan Akeshaven covers biotech for STAT, the health and medicine publication, and our weekly partners. She joins us from Culver City, California. Hi, Megan.
Hi.
And so why so few advances in allergy treatments?
Well, the most basic reason is that we have antihistamines and we have Benadryl and steroids, and we have this whole class of drugs that do work fairly well with allergies, and they're cheap and they're easy to get, but they are not effective for everybody. For instance, I have terrible allergies. They don't necessarily help me.
Right, right. Well, now Sean Parker, who made his millions with the now defunct Napster, he donated $24 million to Stanford University to set up an allergy center. Nestle's invested $145 million in a startup focused on peanut allergies. Why now?
Well, I think that as more and more people are getting awareness about allergies, people are realizing that there's a need for these drugs. And as far as food allergies go, there are absolutely no FDA-approved treatments at all. So there's just a hole that the pharmaceutical industry is now noticing.
Right. What could be a very lucrative one. One of the more promising experimental treatments out there is the Nestle-backed startup Aimmune, a peanut desensitization pill. How does that work?
It's actually quite basic. They have isolated the proteins from a peanut that cause allergies, and they just give you incrementally larger amounts of those proteins over time. So basically, you build your way up over several months to eat the equivalent of a single peanut.
Well, this is one of the problems, you tell us, with allergy research, because it is somewhat dangerous in human trials. You're asking people to take something that they are allergic to, so there are fears of liabilities. But in the case of this pill, does it work? Is there evidence that it does?
Yeah, I mean, people are showing that these types of desensitizations work in all kinds of allergens. I mean, they do things similarly with allergy shots where you get small amounts of pollen injected into your system and things like, or, you know, equivalents to pollen.
It's also what people tell parents, for instance, to do with children, to make sure that they eat a number of things so they have built up some sort of immunity to them. It seems kind of simple, you know, but you call it a trailblazer in allergy science. Why?
Because no one's really doing it for food allergies, except for, I mean, there are a group of allergists out there that are doing it on their own. They are creating incremental amounts of, you know, allergens, and they're feeding it to their patients. And, you know, it does seem to work, but no one is doing it in the drug industry in a clinically tested manner. So, you know, it's just doing something that other people haven't really thought of.
Right. There's also a Japanese company working on a DNA vaccine for people allergic to cedar pollen, apparently a huge problem in Japan, huge allergies there. How would that work?
It's a little complicated, but basically they attach some genetic material that codes for the proteins that cause the allergies for, say, cedar pollen. And they get this vaccine so that it burrows into your immune cells and it helps your body ward away an allergic attack without even being exposed to the allergen. So it's supposed to hypothetically be a safer route to treating an allergy before it even starts.
That's Megan Akeshaven, who covers biotech for STAT. We'll post her article at herenow.org. Megan, thank you.
Thank you.